Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Thank you, Brian Maines, for that introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Not too terribly long ago, I received with my subscription to the LDS Church News an insert called a free travel guide. It was an advertisement, basically, for people, members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, to join this particular travel agency in visiting places that Mormons believe represent the Book of Mormon lands. As is typical with a lot of these things, there's not a whole lot of absolute surety whether or not the places you are visiting really are Book of Mormon lands. For instance, there was an article on page 9 in this insert that started off by saying, Book of Mormon lands, North or Central America? Underneath it, there was a question, where are the lands of the Book of Mormon? Now, this was written by Dr. John L. Lund. John L. Lund is a Mormon author, and he is often a tour guide to the Book of Mormon lands with this one particular tour agency. What he says is very interesting, though. He says right off the bat in the first paragraph, Eric, he says, no one really knows for sure where the lands of the Book of Mormon are. And then he offers a number of suggestions by quoting Joseph Smith. But then he says at the bottom, he says, "What?" In conclusion, he says, what does this mean for the LDS traveler? Joseph Smith expected to find evidence of the people in the Book of Mormon throughout North and South America. However, Joseph taught that the city of Zarahemla and the primary American events of the Book of Mormon took place in Guatemala and Central America. In Joseph's day, southern Mexico was a part of Guatemala. So when you travel to southern Mexico and Guatemala, you are walking where Nephi walked, according to the teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith. So it all goes back to what Joseph Smith said. Mm-hmm. And that is so typical of many things that Latter-day Saints are led to believe. What did Joseph Smith say? I mean, whenever you watch the BYU channel and they're all sitting around trying to tell you what the Bible says, it's always through the lens or the words of Joseph Smith. It all goes through him. But what Dr. Lund here is saying is very controversial. I mean, there is no consensus in the Mormon Church as to where the Book of Mormon lands are located. In fact, back in 1969, now most Mormons hearing me say that are going to say, wow, that was just so long ago. That was over 40 years ago, Bill.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Dr. D. Green, who is an LDS archaeologist, I'm not even sure if Dr. Green is still alive. He may be, I don't know. But he was writing for Dialogue, a Journal of Mormon Thought. This is the summer edition, 1969, volume 4, number 2, pages 77 and 78, if you want to look it up. This is what he says. The first myth we need to eliminate is that Book of Mormon archaeology exists. Biblical archaeology can be studied because we know where Jerusalem and Jericho were and are. But we do not know where Zarahemla and Bountiful, nor any other location for that matter, were or are.
Well, you like to go to the History Museum there in Salt Lake City, across from Temple Square. And what do you like to ask, Bill?
I like to ask. I go up to the counter. I've done this before. Maybe I'm missing something. I try to stay up to date. So I go in and I'll say, could you please show me where your Nephite artifacts are located? And of course, they don't have any Nephite artifacts. There's no section in the LDS Museum across from Temple Square that contains any Nephite artifacts. And you were with me when we went there that one year. Mm-hmm. And the curator of the museum, now he's not the curator any longer. I think it was Steve Epperson was his name.
It was. Mm-hmm.
And we asked that question, and the lady directed us to Mr. Epperson, who came over and was very polite, very, very patient with us. And he kind of, you know, smiled and shook his head and said, there are no Nephite artifacts. And he actually admitted that the church doesn't even know where to look for artifacts. Now, that hasn't stopped Mormon members from having their own opinions on the matter. But the fact is, folks, the LDS church leadership is staying out of this one. Mm-hmm. They're not getting involved in this catfight. They're smart enough. Now, why is that? Well, can you imagine if Thomas Monson was to get up in General Conference? Now, he could, I guess, but I doubt it's going to happen. And if he does, I will certainly apologize for my mistake on this. But I cannot imagine Thomas Monson getting up in General Conference and pinpointing an area for the Book of Mormon lands. Now, why is that, folks? Well, one, he doesn't have any evidence, really, for any of the places. There's no real strong evidence for any of the theories. There's just a lot of theories for the theories. But second of all, what would happen is he would divide the flock. Because even though I've found in my experience that probably most Mormons would look to Central America for being the place where the Book of Mormon lands were supposedly located, there is a growing number of people within the Mormon Church that definitely believe that the Book of Mormon lands were in North America, mm-hmm. in the United States area. And we've mentioned before on this show, this would be people like Rod Meldrum, for instance, who holds conferences on this very subject, trying to show his theories having more validity than the theories from many BYU professors. And he says that it had to be up in the New York and Illinois and Missouri area.
Well, and I think you're right on this as far as Thomas S. Monson not getting up and saying that. Number one, does he even have the expertise? An apologist like Michael Ash, Mormon apologist, would say he doesn't have the information. He's not equipped in that sense.
Which makes you wonder why Michael Ash doesn't really hold a real position in the Mormon Church. Why isn't he the spokesman? I never hear him in General Conference.
But you're right. But the thing is, I mean, this man does have the authority of the church. Whether he has an opinion or not, you're right. You're not going to hear it because I'm sure he has a view, but he won't share it because it would divide the church in a way that I think they realize it would just
it is a real theological and political hot potato for the Mormon Church.
But isn't this an important issue? Why bother having a prophet and apostles if they can't even tell me a simple fact of where were the Nephites? Where were the Lamanites? Where did this Book of Mormon story take place? Because if this is just a spiritual book, you can have it. I mean, there's a lot of spiritual books out there. We can read the Bhagavad Gita. We can read all these other fairy tales. Or is this really a story of real people and real places, as you like to say, with real events that took place? And if it's not, then Mormonism has a huge problem.
Well, let me throw this out to you, Eric, because remember when the PBS special on the Mormons was aired back, I think, in 2007? Helen Whitney's presentation. Mm-hmm. There was an interview with Dallin Oaks, who is currently serving as an apostle in the LDS Church right now. And in one of the interviews, he made this comment. He said, the absence of empirical evidence that Jesus visited the Americas doesn't say he didn't do it. Now, what would you say about that?
Well, and that's the old famous line, and just because you don't have the evidence, absence of that doesn't mean it didn't take place. And, I mean, that might be true. They might point to the Bible lands. There are a lot of places, a lot of people that have not been found yet. Right. And so why can't you give the benefit of the doubt to the Mormon case here?
Well, here's what I'm thinking, though. I understand what Dallin Oaks is saying. Now, certainly Dallin Oaks having a background in law and evidence, mm-hmm. okay, I can understand him saying this. I think I would agree to a certain extent that he's right. There could be the possibility that something might be out there. But wouldn't you agree that the more they keep looking and the more distraught I sense these guys are in the lack of finding any of this evidence, that there has to be a time where you have to wonder, is it really out there? Let me just say that with the Bible, they found a lot of things already that gives us enough faith to think that there's got to be other things out there.
And not just that, Bill, but they found things that they never thought they would find. There were people back in the 1800s who said, oh, Hezekiah's tunnel, baloney, where is it? Or Pontius Pilate. I mean, until the 1960s, there was no physical evidence. You could have made a case that he was just an imaginary figure. And yet, it seems like we're always stumbling across things. There's even a magazine that's not written by Christians by any stretch of the imagination called Biblical Archaeological Review, and it seems like every issue I get, they come out six times a year. There's something in there that supports the biblical position.
I'm currently reading a book by Shimon Gibson. He wrote The Final Days of Jesus. Now, Shimon Gibson, we met him. He's an atheist archaeologist. We met him when we were in Israel.
Right.
And it's a fascinating read, but you can see his atheism kind of seeps to the surface every once in a while. For instance, he can't believe that Lazarus was really dead, because then what do you do? Jesus really, you know, raised him from the dead. But he does say that there's a lot of archaeological evidence that supports the footsteps of Jesus.
Oh, sure.
And he has no doubt about that. So when you hear some of these atheists say, well, Jesus never existed, that's hogwash.
Shimon Gibson wouldn't go
for
that at all.
No, he would never go that far. Now, he may not believe that he is actually God in the flesh, but he certainly believes that he was a real human. And a lot of the things that are mentioned in the Gospels, he admits, can be verified. Although he does say he struggles with some of the accounts, but he does say that there's a lot of that stuff there that you can believe.
He's doing important work right now in Jerusalem as far as where Pilate would have been and the pavement, and he's coming out with some information that could be earth-shattering for where the trials took place and everything else.
He was actually one of the people who found evidence that Hansen's disease, leprosy,
yes,
was really something that took place in the first century, because a lot of people said, oh, that's just talking about any type of skin disease. And no, he found evidence that showed that leprosy or Hansen's disease was actually something that was very real during the time of Christ.
He has a book that I purchased that has all the different tells all through Israel, and he has pictures of these excavations. Not all of them have been excavated yet. All this evidence, but what do we have for the evidence of the Book of Mormon? And that's our problem. Yes, there's a possibility, Mr. Oaks, that just because we haven't found anything yet, there still might be something found. But it's like, okay, there are Martians that are going to come visit us as well. We have to have a lot of faith to believe this.
After a while, if I was a Latter-day Saint, and this was something that really bothered me, because it would have been something that bothered me if I was a Mormon, because as I've said many times in my own personal testimony, I wanted to make sure the Bible talked about real people before I was going to go putting my faith in it. I didn't want it to be a fictional book. This is such a fascinating topic to me. I think we need to discuss this a little bit more tomorrow. So we're going to look at it again in tomorrow's broadcast.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Viewpoint on Mormonism is a radio show dedicated to discussing the differences between Mormonism and Christianity in a loving, gentle format. Sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry, this show's goal is to look carefully at the Bible and determine whether or not the beliefs, as taught by the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, correspond to truth. Now, whether you're a Latter-day Saint or a Christian, you can contact us and even ask a question that we could answer in a future show. Here's how. Email us at contact@mrm.org. Again, that's contact@mrm.org. And if you're a Christian who would like to financially support this radio ministry, you can do that as well. Just go to our website, www.mrm.org, and go to the right top button called Donate. This ministry cannot exist without the financial support of our friends and listeners, and we are grateful to everyone who plays a vital role in what we do. Again, that's mrm.org. We're glad to be on the air and providing this information to you.